If what's going to happen wasn't so comical, I'd think it tragic.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Listen to the League Podcast, episode 337. I'm Matt Durson.
Clay Inferno.
Before we get into anything, we should probably say congratulations to our own buddy Josh Lingle. He and his wife had baby number two.
Number two.
Just the other day. So congrats, Josh and Kirsten.
Cute family. I looked at those pictures, and usually you look at a baby picture like, what was that alien?
Yeah,
this
I know.
Baby came out looking fresh.
I know, it's a cute baby. How about that? And the first one was too. Don't get us wrong.
Oh yeah,
first cute was cute. They got some cute kids.
Fresh on the mind was the baby.
Oh, baby!
Congratulations, yeah. Josh.
Congratulations, man! Can you believe Josh has had two kids? Like, we've been recording this podcast, and he's gotten married and had two kids. Anyways.
Kenzie.
Thursday morning,
weighing at 8 pounds, 4 ounces.
Isn't that pretty much what babies weigh, right? Like, that's pretty average, right? I don't know. I don't know anything about babies, but 8 pounds, 4 ounces sounds pretty good.
That's what I could eat at the Whole Foods buffet. But it would cost me $1,000.
Good, the all you can eat. Go to an all you can eat buffet and eat 8 pounds. Anyways, but what else is going on, Clay? We're here on a Monday night.
That's right.
This is different for us, because I worked all weekend and just to illustrate, drive home the point. This is still a Monday. This is Monday night. I'm gonna crack open a brewski.
Oh yeah, well, while you're doing that,
Did you hear that?
I did hear it.
It
came in loud and clear. And
okay,
not to be outdone by you cracking open that brewski, I went to 7-Eleven this morning and was like, I kind of want to have one of those Deadpool Slurpee cups for on my desk at work because it has Deadpool on it, and it had the slur part wiped out, so it said look like you're drinking pee. I did not get that cup. I got the slurp harder cup. The bonus is that I got, and I know you don't like straws, but I got a reusable straw, a hard plastic reusable straw with the Deadpool figure on it.
I'm okay with reusable straws. I don't like the straws that you throw away every day. Yeah.
Well, this one has Deadpool
that's amazing.
Hanging out on it. Yeah.
All right.
It's a full-on action figure.
That's amazing. It's great.
So that's what I'm drinking on.
All right. I'm drinking
roll call.
Yeah, I'm drinking a Finback. You think we get breweries? It's Finback. It's from New York. It's called the Hand It Over IPA.
Why don't we call it a 68 and I'll owe you one?
Oh, very good.
Can I get Finback?
Very well. Finback, yeah.
What kind of beer is it?
It's an IPA. We should do this more often. Maybe we'll get sponsors. Shout out to Finback! But yeah, we want to talk a little Deadpool 2, right?
Yes.
You obviously liked it very much because you saw it twice in over a week or just around a week time.
Yeah, I guess it's been over 7 days since I saw it the first time because I got to see it early. to do a review. And then I got to speak to goddamn Colossus.
Goddamn.
Stefan Kapacic.
He seemed like the most, in that interview anyway, he seemed very excited. He was like the I read your interview. He seemed like just the happiest guy in the world to be doing this movie.
Yeah, that's if people want to read it, it's in the put it in the League Podcast news section, but it's on Forces of Geek. But yeah, and it was cool because one of the things I said to him in the interview was, you know, like, you're Colossus now. Like, just like Wolverine is Hugh Jackman, Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man. I can't picture anyone else doing Colossus. And, you know, he's got a Eastern European accent, so I literally just talked to Colossus on the phone for like an hour. It was great.
It's he sounded very
likes comic books. He loves
comic books. And he was so happy to be doing that. So I mean, that's great. Not that, you know, but I mean, I don't know, I'm just saying I'm willing to bet there are a lot of these actors who go, oh yeah, I love the comics, and they really don't, you know what I mean? They're just like,
right.
Not that they have to be huge nerds, but I think it helps, and it, you know, it adds something. No offense. I mean, I don't think Scarlett Johansson read a lot of comics, you know? Right. I mean, maybe she did. Maybe she loves Marvel comics or whatever. But this guy really was a fan.
More, yeah, it just makes it a little bit more special when you know that.
Right.
Obviously, Ryan Reynolds is invested in Deadpool.
They reference particular comics. Well, we'll get into it. I guess you want to tell everybody spoiler warning.
Spoiler warning. I mean, you know, just your first impressions. We haven't really talked about it.
No, we haven't. But we'll probably just get into it without.
But would you just say, would you say that you know, is it two thumbs up? Is it five stars for you? Like, what, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I loved it. I actually thought it was better than the first one.
I did too.
A lot.
And I loved the first
one. There was anything wrong with the first one is just a fun comedy.
It's just like better somehow. And I don't really know how they pulled that off, but it is.
Well, I mean, they just had more of like a story. You know what I mean? There was a lot more going on with the story in this one between like here we go. This is why I gave the spoiler warning.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, like, it, you know, because you fidgeted inside at some movies, you know? I just want to know
I've been known to fidget inside. No, this was a really, I think, you know, like, here's the thing. So they didn't, the first one there, you know, it was a lot of jokes and it was a lot of funny stuff that we had never seen before, like kind of making fun of certain things in the superhero movies and all that stuff. And this time it was still hilarious, but they didn't go back to those same jokes. You know, these were kind of new. They made a couple references to the first one.
Right.
But like it still seemed really fresh and really new. They didn't rely on the same jokes that they used in the first one. So that's what I really liked about it. And also, like, the story moved really, really well. Like, there weren't scenes that bogged down too much. You know what I mean? Like the Cable backstory, right, for example.
Yes.
They didn't really get into it. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, oh, he had a family, they died. You know, that was it. There was really nothing about him and who he is. Obviously, they'll probably explore that. Apparently, he signed a 4-picture deal, so he's around for a while. You know, they didn't get into like his backstory about that. I got a text. They didn't get into his backstory. There was that one scene where he just, so are you some kind of soldier? And he's like, yeah, something like that. But they didn't, you know, they didn't do like boring scenes about what his origin is and all that stuff. We don't really need to know that for this
They
movie.
Just made a joke about it. They're like, don't Google Cable's backstory.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah. They made a joke of it. That's not the story they're trying to tell. So we don't need to know.
But
all
they
that
do
stuff.
Have, they do have like his daughter is named Hope. And I don't know if like,
right.
It's really his daughter in the comics that's named Hope, but that's a character in the comics. And there was even, you know, spoiler warning. When we get to Juggernaut, they do like recognize too that he's related to Professor X. You know, they do like a couple of little things.
His brother
like
reads his mom. Yeah, and he's like, yeah, but he's in a wheelchair. So
yeah,
Which, okay, so yeah, Juggernaut, we might as well do the spoiler warning. Yeah, Juggernaut, I suppose, is the big, I mean, that's the big one that they were all, everybody was talking about, right? I mean, like, that's there was the a lot of rumor. Yeah.
Reveal, and I don't want to say that I was like, I smartly, like, figured this out, but I did figure, I was like, oh, we're in the prison. And then I thought back to the comics, too, where they would always have the story about how Juggernaut, and that was, like, very 90s Marvel, too. Like, the McFarlane, Spider-Man, X-Force crossover and stuff. Like, that's when I first really thought Juggernaut was, like, super cool. And they would always say that they buried Juggernaut way in the ground in order for him to they imprisoned him in the ground. And then when they were in the icebox, I just thought, yeah, it's probably Juggernaut.
I thought that too. Like when he's knocking on the, when the kid is knocking on the thing and they're like, oh, he's the biggest, baddest monster. Like, I was like, it's gotta be Juggernaut, right? I was thinking, maybe the Blob, but I'm like, they probably wouldn't do the Blob because, you know, whatever.
But then also even though we thought that, you kind of like, don't know what to think because you're like, well, he was in X-Men 3. Like, are they really going to put him in this? You know?
Well, they made a reference to that too. I think, right? They made a joke about it, I think. But he also made a joke about all the comics he's been in, which I thought was hilarious. Like, he referenced specific. Yeah. I think he said, like, Thor 4:12, which I know is a comic that I had at one point.
Yeah. That was really, really, really funny.
That was really good.
He's like, I'm such a huge fan. And then he was like, don't meet your heroes. You know, he's kind of a dick.
Yeah, well, he ripped him in. Yeah, so anyways, we might as well get into the, we don't have to tell the whole story, but yeah.
And
I mean,
this Deadpool, you know, this particular Deadpool, I don't know if it's really this way in the comic, but he really is, like, he's invincible. I mean, to get ripped in half, and then, you know, the funny thing that, where he grows his legs back, but also, you know, to be exploded into a million pieces, and then, you know, like, Colossus, like, gives him, you know, clothes and he's able to,
right,
anything can happen to this, that a spike goes through his head, like nothing is going to kill this guy.
Yeah, and that's part of the story too, because he's trying to kill himself,
right?
So Marina Baccarin gets killed, and it's kind of like an Uncle Ben thing, you know,
right?
And because he feels responsible, he didn't stop the guy and blah blah blah, so he's trying to kill himself, and they keep saying, you're not, your heart. And he almost gets there, but there's like this force field kind of thing between him. And she says, your heart's not in the right place. So he's like, oh, so that's why he has to go and help. His name? Julian Dennison, who is like the funniest Russell. Kid. Russell. Apparently Ryan Reynolds saw him in Hunt for the Wilder People and said, oh my God, we need to have this kid in the movie.
Yeah, and he basically just wrote the character just like the kid is. Like, he loves hip-hop and in the other.
Yeah, and he's like, he's always talking about shanking the people. Yeah.
This is gangsta.
Yeah. But, I mean, the kid is, the great thing about this is the kid is kind of a prick. Like, he's not like you want to save the kid because he's a good kid. This kid's kind of a jerk, you know?
Yeah.
Not that he doesn't have, like, a reason to be, because he was abused by that guy, but you know what I mean, it's a great take on it, because it's not, you don't feel a lot of sympathy because he's really trying to kill everyone. But I know, that's what I mean, like this one had so much more going on than the first one, with the layers there, and like the Deadpool's trying to do the right thing, and then you got like Cable, who's like, no, I'm gonna kill this one kid and save millions of people or whatever. And it's very interesting, and they really did a good job. Like, I didn't think they could pull it off. I got to be honest.
I was teasing, sort of, but my heart was there when I said, well, Infinity War is not really on my radar. I'm really looking forward to Deadpool 2, and I think I was kind of right. Like, I had way better time watching Deadpool 2 than I did with Infinity War. I mean, besides that, it was sad, you know, that Avengers was sad. But, like, Deadpool 2 is just more like kind of, I guess, like, I think of us, like, growing up and, like, loving, like, Sam Raimi movies and, you know, like, I picture this as kind of like the Army of Darkness of superhero movies, you know?
Oh, that's an interesting take.
That's like,
I don't know. I mean, they are completely different. You can't really compare. I don't think you can compare like the movies because they're complete. It's like saying like Schindler's List and Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
you know,
but
like,
I was,
you know,
just,
I mean,
like as far as like anticipation of going to the theater, like Infinity War was just like, I know it's gonna come out, but I was like, I'm really looking forward to seeing Deadpool. Like
I
really
honestly
want to see it.
It's not that I didn't want to see it. I really did, but I was kind of like, I was a little skeptical. I was like, they're probably, you know, I don't know. It's not going to be as good. Sequels are never as good. You know, it's going to be a little.
And they didn't have Tim Miller. They have a new director, you know?
I think that's part of the, I think that's actually what worked though. You know, in a way, obviously Ryan Reynolds is still very much involved in the creation, but like, yeah, people were nervous about that. I think that in retrospect, I think that worked better because they didn't have to go back to like the same old jokes or whatever, because it was a different director and everything. I think that helped the movie in the end.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but
I agree with you. I don't disagree with you. Sure. I mean, I guess
I don't know for a fact that, you know, what, how much involved in the, you know, director, but I think,
because I think that maybe, like, to your point, like, you know, Ryan Reynolds is really the director, even if he's not the director. He's like super executive producer. He's the one that's carried this football all the way from when he was in Blade Trinity and somebody gave him some Deadpool comics, you know? Like, he's been wanting to do this for a while, and then X-Men Origins Awful, you know, came out. And it's like,
it's okay. We kind of real. We kind of retcon that out. See, like, I like that. They took care of that one at the end of this one. So yeah, I mean, some great stuff though. Okay, so I want to talk for a second though. We got to talk about the X-Force thing because that was just so funny to me. The idea that there is a lot of buildup, and you know, internet fans being what they are, they were like, "Oh, who's in X-Force?" And it's, "Oh, this guy Bedlam, ooh, and Shatterstar." And,
yeah, and they showed the cast picture of them coming out of the thing, and you know, like you're like, "Oh, that's gonna be so cool! It's like a team movie now."
Yeah, what a tease!
That was awesome. That was so good.
Because they all die. I love the Vanisher. The Vanisher may be my funny, like my favorite joke of the whole thing. And it was, did you see? It was Brad Pitt.
Yeah. So the first time I saw it, because like we went to the preview, Stacey and I. She was all over it. She loved this movie. Neither her or I like recognized, because he's only on the screen for a second. I just tried to catch him last time.
We had to Google it.
Yeah, and then Stefan asked me, "Hey, he was like, what's the big cameo after the movie?" When I was sending my review, and he's like, "Oh," I was like, "Oh, it's X-Men Origin. Hugh Jackman makes an appearance. That's
right,
not the huge cameo. The huge cameo is fucking Brad Pitt." And how funny was that?
There is Brad Pitt was, well, I love too. Like he's like jumping out of the plane and you just see this parachute flying, you know.
But it's
mean?
Like as it's if so... they like did, they like sort of did something like cool. They like animated it like a, like, old
yeah, like
Hollywood,
he was
like,
in it. Yeah.
The Invisible Man, you know.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like with the glasses and the hat. Yeah, like it was.
Oh, he has glasses too? I only
the Invisible Man. No, he didn't. I mean, like Brad.
Oh.
Like, yeah, in the old Invisible Man movies, he had like glasses and stuff sometimes. But yeah, like I just love the parachute flying around.
Oh, and we have to. I mean, Peter's a whole other thing, but I swear to God, both times I saw when Peter, who's Rob Delaney, who's an absolute delight, the guy fucking rules. The guy's so funny. He's the guy that should, in the ads, if people haven't seen the movie or listen to this, they're stupid, but I've seen the ad. But maybe you don't care about spoilers and you listen to the show.
Right.
So welcome. But anyways, Peter's like he's the regular guy, right? And he's
He just answers the ad.
He's in the plane and they're like about to jump out and Deadpool has some funny dialogue with him and stuff, but they cut to him and for a second it looks like he's squeezing like sunscreen lotion, and he says this line about like, you know, I don't know who this Cable guy is, but but he hasn't killed as many people as melanoma.
And he's I love that line. Because he's going out in the sun.
I swear to God, both times, and I could be wrong, I'm going to have to wait till the DVD or my movie pass to see this 1,000 more times, but I swear to God, he's squeezing squeezable mayonnaise into his hand.
Oh,
I think it's
really?
Mayonnaise. And then it's just so funny because I was like, is that mayonnaise? Is that mayonnaise? And then they just played off like it's sunscreen lotion.
And maybe they were just like, here, just juice this. They went to craft services. And they said, we need something that will work for sunscreen. And they said, here you go, just take this mayonnaise.
But I could be wrong, but if they did that deliberately funny as a joke, I caught it, and that's it. You guys, well done. Well done, everybody, because that's funny to put mayonnaise on your face.
So, I mean, like, pretty hilarious, though. Like, they're like, Shatterstar is in the movie. For like 2 seconds.
All their intros were really funny because you get to riff with J. Miller a bit. He's like, they're like, oh, where are you from? And Shatterstar just matter-of-factly is like, I'm from the planet Mojo. So like,
yeah,
okay, aliens exist in this in the X.
I know, they're just like, oh, so aliens.
And then just Deadpool's just like, oh, okay, so you're an alien.
Yeah, like it's nothing. Like it's just okay, alien. But like, you know, I guess there are mutants, and might as well be alien.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I thought it was like, but I was just like,
no, it is pretty funny because like, they make no other mention of it, except they just mentioned that he was a bit of a prick. That was,
yeah. But he was so like Rob Liefelded out, like white, you know, everything, like a short crop top, like leather jacket and the Shatterstar headgear.
I know. It looked exactly like it did in the 90s comics.
Which I wanted to ask you, since this is probably the only time we'll get to talk about it. What was your relationship with X-Force and Deadpool and New Mutants at the time when those comics came out?
I was not buying any of that stuff. Can you believe
that? Buy the like 5 X-Force comics with all the different cards?
No, I was like over it. Can you believe that? Like, I was like, no. I bought the Jim Lee X-Men.
Okay.
And then I just like, you know what? I can't do this. This is too much. I know. Can you?
I think I bought 10 copies of that X-Force number one.
I'm going to call out our friends Brom and Jay Penny, who have both been on this podcast before, so I hope they don't mind. They bought a case.
Well, I mean, Brom and I were really living it up in the Liefeld days.
Maybe that's why I didn't do it. Maybe I was like, I gotta not be like those guys. Like,
right.
I think I've been burned. You know, the McFarlane Spider-Man and all the other shit, and I kind of started to get a little sour on these things, these big books.
I thought it was cool. Give me all the foil covers and the colors and everything.
So I'm glad you brought that up though, because interesting enough, when it comes to like Cable and Deadpool, I mean Cable especially, because Deadpool I've obviously gotten to like over the years, but Cable I never gave a shit about. Can you like
Deadpool
I was just
wasn't
like, whatever.
Anything. Deadpool wasn't anything before like Joe Kelly did something funny with him.
He wasn't really good. Like he wasn't interesting really, until they made him funny, like super funny. Not just like, oh wow, funny, but like I'm gonna talk to the reader funny.
Yeah, it was just Rob Liefeld designing like his Spider-Man, you know, and then it's just
Deathstroke, basically. I mean he's basically Deathstroke.
One of the many new mutants, and it wasn't like he gave him the humor or anything. It was just like when his first appearance, he's just sort of there.
He's Wade Wilson, and Deathstroke is Slade Wilson. I mean, how fucking whatever. But yeah, so I had no relationship with them. But when I saw this, I was like, oh, Cable? And I know it's obviously a very different interpretation of Cable from the comics, but I think Cable's pretty cool now.
But did you read, sorry to interrupt, but I'm just asking, I want to know, did you read like any of the like, I want to say, it's not like Morrison, but it's like that Cable and Hope like story, like X-Men stuff with
they
Cable
have, yeah,
like,
they have
way deep into that?
They did. I was a fan of that, actually. I was. That wasn't that long ago. That was kind of, you know, whatever, in the last few years. They had Messiah Complex, right? I think that's...
Right. Yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah. So, yeah, Messiah Complex was this thing because, like, after Scarlet Witch said no more mutants, right? That was, like, a big thing. And then they found a mutant that had been born, and they, and then so everybody... And it was Hope, and they were kind of converging on this, and yeah. That made me care about Cable a little bit. You're right.
But even so... Though, but that was, like, that still was... That was, like, 10 years ago. So...
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. It actually was. But I was buying them. I, like, bought into all that because I thought it was cool. And, you know, I wanted to read X-Men again, but... But you're okay. So, but by that time in like the early 90s, yeah, I was done. I was like, eh, can't.
I don't blame you for it. And, you know, I probably could have saved a few bucks. And I still have those X-Force comics. I might have, I'm sure I do. I'm sure I have New Mutants 98 somewhere, New Mutants 100. But,
well, wait a minute. New Mutants, if you have that, that's pretty, that's a lot of money. You could probably flip that. Not even flip it because you've owned it. But, I mean, like, that's
well,
an
here's what I have to say to that. No freaking way. I'm holding on to that. I'm going to be like, buried with it.
Well, that's silly. No, I mean, no. I mean, you're probably smart because here I am. I've given away. I like gave away the first appearance of Rocket Raccoon, figuring that, well, he's never going to be anything. But like, yeah, I'm just saying that comic is worth a lot of money. That's all I'm saying. You can bury yourself with it. You can be buried with it, but bag and boarded, at the very least.
Oh, it's bagged and boarded, but I couldn't tell you where it is.
Okay, well,
I'd have to look through all of my long boxes to find it.
But the funny thing is that case of X-Force number ones is that's not worth anything.
I know because they printed like. 7 million copies of it. They printed a copy for every person that lived on the planet at the time.
But like, I mean, you know, and I don't know why, for some reason, Liefeld, I mean, I do know why. I just never liked Liefeld. I never liked him at all. I'm sure he's a nice guy. And I actually liked him in that documentary. I thought he came off pretty well. That one we talked about, the Robert Kirkman,
oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Comic book documentaries that he was doing there.
Super nice.
I thought
guy.
Liefeld came across pretty well, actually. But I think at the time he was kind of an arrogant jerk, and
oh yeah, for sure.
I wasn't into it. So, and yeah, I didn't care, but now I do care. And the same thing with Domino. We talked about the Domino comic book, of course.
Oh, Gail Simone's. Bit. Yeah, that's great.
But she was really cool. In this too, like she was like the only. Obviously, she was the only member of X-Force to survive because she has the luck power.
I like
you know.
He's like, calm down there, Black Widow.
I know. I call her Black Widow. Well, I love how he's talking about how he didn't think the luck power was very good or very cinematic, right? And meanwhile, there's like all this stuff happening on the screen that she is avoiding disaster.
Yeah, but he can't. He can't see that.
He can't see that,
just
right?
On the comms,
you're talking, yeah. So, I mean, really good stuff there. That was the beauty of this movie. It's not just like a comedy that just joke. Like they really made you care about, you know, Cable and Domino, and they even gave Domino like a backstory. Like she went to that school and got abused by that guy, just like Russell did. You know, so
yeah, that was like the anti X-Mansion. It was like, where
right,
you going?
Yeah.
That was like Sentinel Light. Like, go here. That was, well, actually, you know, since they made that comparison to, like, did they say it was about racism?
They had a lot of
racism or something.
But, right. That's what the X-Men was.
But
yeah.
That school is basically like gay conversion therapy. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
you're right. You're
zap
right. It's
the
true.
Mutant out of you.
Yeah, that's exactly what they were doing. It's pretty, like, that's crazy. And like this goofy comedy, but they're making these sort of bold political statements.
Yeah.
But it's okay. So we have to talk about this. Shift gears really quick, though. I mean, there were some big cameos, but the big one is, like, they actually have, okay, so we're going to Deadpool makes a joke about why there's nobody in the movie except Colossus and Teenage Warhead. And then meanwhile, behind him, there's like a room that James McAvoy, Evan Peters, that's actually Nicholas Holt. I'm like, they can have anybody play Beast. It's actually Nicholas Holt.
Right.
And I forget who the people are who play Storm and Nightcrawler, and they're just in there, and they just shut the door.
I wish it was Kelsey Grammer, because
I was hoping that too, but it's not. It's Nicholas Holt.
It would have been even better if it was Kelsey Grammer, because if it was all new X-Men, but it was like the old Beast, like, and they just didn't explain it. You know?
Right. No, but it's. But I mean, that was him in at the end of Days of Future Past. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, like that is the that's. I'm thinking like that's. I mean, like, people kept talking about, oh, what's the big cameo? And I didn't know if that was it. Was like, is that it? I mean, that's pretty hilarious. But obviously Juggernaut was the one that Ryan Reynolds wanted everyone to think was, I don't know, whatever. But that was hilarious. They're just standing there for 2 seconds. They were on screen for 2 seconds.
And they're kind of like, they're like, yeah.
Oh, and Ty Sheridan. I forgot Ty Sheridan is in there too. So Cyclops.
Like they said the, yeah, like, you know. Studio couldn't throw you a bone. Say that is a
yeah. He even makes that joke. Like studio can't even get one
from the first
right
movie.
And he makes a joke. He says that putts with the pigeon wings, which is
yeah. What does he even do and everything?
I love that. That's great. That putts with the pigeon wings.
Another X-Men 3 like lost opportunity. Like
yeah, sir.
You know,
one of the only good parts about X-Men Apocalypse was that they made Angel kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
That was actually one of the few things that they did right in that movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what a great... I mean, it's great when they just make fun of their own stuff, but...
Oh, it was so good. I like Negasonic and Yukio. What's Yukio's... she's a real X-Men.
Yeah, she's like a pal of Wolverine. She was actually... I mean, that character was also in... the Wolverine as the, you know, the girl that he palled around with.
Oh, I see. Like, Yukio, yeah, the one
as
that,
well.
That's, is that the same X-Men? Okay.
I mean, it's the same character. She was never in the X-Men, but I guess I think it's the same. I mean, I don't
really
know.
Matter, but
no, it doesn't matter.
She's the one that reveals that, you know, in the Wolverine, like the case with his, when they go on the plane at the end of the movie. Yeah,
right.
she's in Japan with him.
Yeah, she's like his like little buddy, you know. And she goes to find him. He's living out in the woods, you know, and whatever. And
nice.
I mean, that's Yukio. She's not. I don't think she's a mutant, unless they did something later on in the comics.
She
that
had
I didn't
powers
read.
In Deadpool.
And, yeah, she definitely she had powers. Like, I mean, it's a Japanese girl named Yukio. I don't know. It doesn't have to be the same.
It doesn't even matter. It doesn't. Even
no,
matter.
It doesn't. It's just funny. It's just whatever. We don't need to analyze it.
Dopinder is funny too. They did funny stuff with
Dopinder. I love how they tried to kind of build him up as like a like. I love his. He had like a change in character. Like in the first one, he's still scared and whatever. But I love he tried to be like a badass.
Right.
And he's like, you remember when I locked my whatever like his rival in the trunk? And Deadpool's like, yeah, and you killed him. He's like, you kind of killed him.
Yeah,
Dopinder is great. Obviously,
TJ Miller's
TJ Miller, even though we'll probably never see him again.
I know he's like a terrible person, but just he has those. I think he improvised all of those.
Maybe I don't know.
Like
the avocado
thing and stuff, you know. Like, I just think that he improvised it probably at least half of the stuff that made it into the movie that he was saying, you know.
I know. I had a debate with Rachel because she's like, he's not that funny. I'm like, well, I mean, I think he has good line delivery. You know, I think he delivers his lines well. I'm not saying he's a good person, and I would never, like, give him money, you know, like, to go see his stand-up or anything. But he had I'm sure he won't be back.
I guess they already
unless
fired.
He likes, yeah, well, he got fired from everything, right?
Yeah. Like,
I mean, he should be in jail. Shouldn't
if
he be?
He's... Yeah, I think he should be in jail. Who knows?
I mean, he called in a fake bomb.
That is not fucking cool, TJ Miller.
On a train, like an Amtrak train.
Yeah.
You should.
Idiot.
What do they call an office space? Federal pound me in the ass prison. That's what he should be in. But I'm gonna give him his due. He was funny in this. Everyone was funny. Everyone was great. Even Josh Brolin, who's like obviously very. It's so great because he's so serious in Avengers. And then he's like, I love there are some scenes where he's just like, Jesus Christ. Like, he's just like Deadpool. Like, when you see Deadpool's little wang, you know, when he's growing his legs back. I love it. Cable is just like, Jesus Christ.
Even Cable needs to put on chapstick, you know?
All right, he's putting on lip balm. I love they keep calling it a fanny pack. Yeah. Cable was pretty cool. Like, the thing with the guns, and he always had, like...
Yeah, because he is sort of like the Terminator, but I like how he has, like, you know, he's like, it's like the Tony Stark vision, but he actually just, he's projecting it somehow, and he's like, here's a device for when I turn the dial and I go back in time, I see the events that are happening. But he also had that when he throws his gun on the bed and he like assembles it, he's like repair mode and he can see all the things. And like when he goes to the icebox and he's like, oh, there's an overlay, you know, because he has the... his eye can see it that way or something.
Because he's all in the future and he's all, you know, blah, blah. But, I mean, they don't have to explain all that. That's what I like. You know, they didn't bog it down with boring exposition about what this guy's doing. It doesn't really matter, you know, story.
I did see when he throws the gun on his bed in the hotel room and after he's had, like, all those beers, they do show him actually pick up the dial that goes to 11 and put it on his gun.
That was pretty funny. It was to 11.
And when he comes in and he's like, what year is it? And those two guys are like talking about like...
Wait a minute.
Way to wipe your ass.
Do you know that's Matt Damon and Alan Tudyk? Did you know that?
I know that Alan Tudyk was in it.
That's Matt fucking Damon.
No, really?
That's what I read. I read it's Matt Damon. I don't know if it's true. I mean, you would never recognize him. He's covered in makeup. He's got a big fat pot belly.
Wow.
He's doing like a weird voice, but apparently that's Matt Damon.
Wow, I guess.
And apparently David Leitch had a conversation with Matt Damon once about how toilet paper is not enough. You know? And so he incorporated it into the movie. Toilet paper's not enough. You need baby wipes. And then if that's not enough, you need a blow dryer. Which is like, I don't even know what a blow dryer is.
No, it's if you've got the moisture from the wipes, you need a blow dryer.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. This is what happens. You see the movie this afternoon, and then you come and record the pot. You remember
coming in
everything.
Hot. I was only thinking about the it's so funny because I was going to say that the Brad Pitt was totally trumping the Matt Damon in Thor Ragnarok, but now Matt Damon
trumps himself.
He trumped himself.
I think he just wants to be in these movies so bad he'll do whatever. Whatever. Good for him. It doesn't matter. But that's what I read. I mean, I read somewhere on Google. I mean, someone might just be making that up, but I doubt it. I'm sure it's. Why would you make that up?
I see it a lot on the internet. It says one from 6 hours ago, one from 3 days ago.
Yeah, it's
and Alan Tudyk
internet.
Was in. I just watched the first one with the commentary, and Alan Tudyk was in the first one too, but they cut out his scene.
Oh, that's too bad. That's probably why they were like, "You can be in this one," since you were K2SO, right? And Steve the Pirate. Anyways, yeah, I mean, I think this is a sort of a crazy, this is like two movies in a row between Infinity War and now this that, we've both really loved.
Yeah, really loved.
And I want to say, I mean, I usually talk about this and, you know, whatever, we just went right by it, but so this movie knocked Infinity War off the top grossing, you know, for the week, $125 million.
But not a, it didn't beat it on opening weekend.
No, but for this week, it did.
Yeah, right.
Avengers made $113 million, which is still a lot of money for its fourth week.
Yeah.
But Deadpool beat it up. So knocked it off the top as far as this week. And only second, so all time, R-rated openings, Deadpool number one, still the king at $132 million. Deadpool 2, $125 million.
Wow.
I mean, that's some impressive shit right there. You know, Ryan Reynolds should be, I mean, I'm sure he is at some on some level, but he should be pretty proud of himself. Because you're right, he carried this football all the way from, like, God knows when he was wearing green weird little booties on his shoes as Green Lantern, you know, with the toes yeah. and the thing. And he's probably thinking, man, you know, it'll be great someday.
I could do this so much. Even in a big, you're in a big Warner Brothers movie, you're like, well, here's something I can learn. I wouldn't do it this way, you know, for both of these movies. Well, here's something. I'm not going to do it this way for Wolverine. I'm not going to do it this way, the way they did Green Lantern. Like, I'm really going to do this.
I'm going to do it the way a Deadpool movie should be made, and I'm going to go all in, R rating, swearing, bloody pus, and this guy getting and beat I'll to shit. Back, and blood.
Yeah, I'll go back to the comics for just one second. I don't, like, read Deadpool comics. I think I'm a fan of the movie Deadpool, and I think the movie Deadpool is different than the comic book Deadpool. So I think that whenever I see somebody, like, wearing a Deadpool t-shirt, I'm like, look at that knucklehead. I bet they listen to, like, I bet they're, like, juggalos or something. You know, like, I think that, like, of the comic book fans, I'm super juggalos.
Well, because the thing is, in the comics, they can't do the stuff that they do, though. You know what I mean? I mean, they could do, like, a Max. Well, they don't do Max anymore, but I mean, you know what I mean? Back in the day, they could have done, like, a Marvel Max, like, Deadpool comic like this.
Yeah, but I don't even know but, if like, really, I mean,
I wouldn't read it.
About no, reading I, them, the comic book, like, Break the Fourth Wall and stuff like, I mean, I'm sure there's, like, I would want someone to recommend me, like, here, read this one volume of Joe Kelly or read this one Jerry Duggan comic. I've picked up some Deadpools, like, you know, over the years, like, but it's not something I regularly buy, and I don't really care about that. I do.
Not maybe, either.
I think maybe I should probably. I'm giving myself a recommendation. I think I should probably check out the Remender X-Force that he was in. I probably would like that.
But it wasn't like, yeah, you like it, but it wasn't like you wouldn't like it because you like the Deadpool movies.
I don't, right. You know I would like it because I like Rick Remender.
Right, exactly. They were cool books. Yeah. But it's not like this. It's not anything like this. There are no, I don't think there are Deadpool comics like this. You know, like, I don't.
I like this guy. You know, I like this Ryan Reynolds. Like,
no, I mean, he really should, like, he really accomplished something. You know what I mean? I don't mean to be all like, I don't want to blow smoke up his ass.
You're absolutely
right.
But I mean,
like, it's something that, like, he did, and, like, people really love it, and he should be proud.
And there was probably, like, a bit of caution about, like, just as much as there was, like, they throwing caution to the wind and, like, doing all these crazy jokes. There was probably a little bit of also, like, I don't want to have it be this way. Like, we're not going to make mistakes, and we're going to kill it on the marketing. We're going to do as much as we can. And
but, I mean, like, if it flopped, then it's just like, well, whatever. I mean, it's a flop. I mean, what are you going to do? But it's not a flop. Like, it's
well,
it's
they made a good product,
right?
You know,
and people really responded, and yeah, you're right. They did market it really well, and I mean, like, okay. It's, and I'm going to say this too. And I don't know, obviously, any this behind this. The rumor I hear is, like, you know, Justice League, Warner Brothers had a lot of you know, hands in the pie, so to speak, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the rumor I hear. I mean, you got to kind of, but kind of give Fox a little credit for just being like, yeah, just make this movie, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they just let him do it, and he did it, and he did a great job.
I mean,
job,
they really did let him do it, and I'm pretty sure it was Ryan Reynolds that leaked the test footage. You know, it was either him, Tim Miller, or the two writers. And every time... Every time I'm like detective chimp over here. I'm like, every time it's mentioned, they all say the same thing. But he really drives it home. He's like, I just have no idea how that got out there.
Oh, you know? Hey, that's their story, and they're sticking to it. But you're right. I mean, I remember when that came out, and I was in. Because at first, I was like, Deadpool. I mean, you know, and obviously you think Ryan Reynolds, you're like coming off of Green Lantern and like whatever, that movie with him and Sandra Bullock or whatever. You know what I mean? You're like, yeah. Ryan Reynolds can't do this. And, man, he really can. Like, this is it. He never has to do anything else.
And they, except, I mean,
he does weird, what was that? The Hitman's Bodyguard or something.
Yeah. I didn't even watch that. It's on HBO. Yeah. I can watch it, I guess. But
yeah, whatever.
But also,
but he doesn't have to.
But credit to Tim Miller for being part of the team that got this thing even happening. And he'd never directed a movie before. And, you know, like, just the whole thing accumulative, like, to today to have the second one is just awesome. I mean, yeah. It's just so good.
No, they really did a great job. And, like, everyone did really – this is a really good movie. Like, I don't know what else to say, honestly. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't.
If you like the first one, see it. If you didn't like the first one, I would still say see this one because it's different. It's
I don't know anybody still, that's well the circle.
I don't either.
But I don't know anybody that was like I didn't like that movie. Like it's not like
right. You
know,
sorry, I dropped something.
It's not
no,
like
but you're right. I don't know anybody who said that. But I can see people being like, oh, it's still too violent or a little too whatever and crass and whatever dick and fart jokes, but like this one is completely different. It's not even so there were things like it was like, oh, this is the Empire Strikes Back. It was in your interview, right? I mean,
yeah, right,
your very interview said this was the Empire Strikes Back, and it's not because it's better, although I think it is, and some people don't think Empire is better than Star Wars, so whatever, but it's just completely different, you know. It's a the action's a little different. There's more characters. You don't have to worry about explaining who Deadpool is and all that stuff. So it's great. Just jump right in. And
like killer fight choreography and all these action scenes and like
I know there is. So my favorite scene maybe like ever. I don't know how you top this in any movies. So he breaks Cable and Deadpool are fighting in the ice box, right? And Cable breaks Deadpool's arm, like, several times. And it's just all floppy. And Deadpool chokes him out, like, chokes him with his floppy arm.
Like, you're right.
It's the weirdest. You'll never – how do you even do this in a movie? Like, it's so funny. But he's, like, choking him with it, with his broken arm. It's just so ridiculous. But, like, what a great idea to have that. You know, like, how do you even –
it was great too when he gets thrown and, you know, like it would kill a real person the way that Deadpool lands on the table and he like looks like a set of stairs, you know,
right?
Like
he's all
like it looks like a weird drawing you would make, like it looks something you would put in a comic book, like Mr. Fantastic, like, you know,
right?
Falls,
and that's a great moment too because that's like right when he's. Gets his powers back, like his thing is his collar. He's wearing that collar,
yeah.
You know, yeah. Before that, and it you know, it breaks and whatever.
And the
which ended up being like a cool
is,
plot point.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, totally. And they use that collar like multiple times. And like Juggernaut fight, like he does, you know, his head gets. Completely twisted around. That's just something that's always disturbing to me, whether it's in The Exorcist or whatever. Like, when and I know it's just the movies, but it really some things I know are totally fake, and I'm like a little grossed out by it. Like, I'm like, oh, his head is going the other way, and he just turns it around.
He shakes like, it whoa!
Off. He just shakes it off.
He,
you know,
yeah. Well, Colossus the funny thing is, he does feel the pain, but he doesn't. It doesn't.
He
kill
did
him.
Say a lot of times in this movie, like, "Ooh, that hurt."
Yeah.
Like, ouch.
They made sure we know that Deadpool does feel it, but he just doesn't die from it, which almost makes it probably worse, right? I mean, like, so, yeah, I don't know. Like, Great job all around. There was one other thing I wanted to mention. I can't remember what it is now. Whatever.
You got Blind Al was back. And
yeah, she's great. They only used her a couple of moments for really good, funny, you know, like good comedy.
There was some callbacks I maybe would have expected them to do, but I guess I'm sort of, I was thinking about it. I was like, do I need them to do the little, you know, like, remember at the end of the first one when they saw the little cartoons? Like when he
yeah, they handled it a little differently this time. Like
yeah, they just kind of had drawn the like illustrations, and they had Deadpool drawing plans and crayon and stuff, which was like kind of a version of that. And then I was like, well, you know, this movie didn't have the animated part. And then I thought, I was like, that's just silly. I'm just being greedy. Like I,
they want to do it differently. I mean, they, you know, it's just right. And they had like the James Bond opening credits, which I really liked.
That I honestly, that's one of my favorite.
That was hilarious.
You should get that Celine Dion song, and it's totally the James Bond thing. And
yeah,
and just like in the Skyfall, you know, like they had the is it Skyfall or I don't know, but they had like, or Casino Royale, when they have like the playing cards, so they would have like the this one they had the skee ball token. And it just all was, and the cream cheese spreader,
right
into the, you know, like it was all stuff from the movie, and brilliantly choreographed when he's like shooting the finger gun and he's like laying on his own finger. That was just
yeah.
Like, this is so
I know. Awesome. I love they make him look all sexy too. He's like sitting there, like it's just hilarious. Like I don't even know. I'm sure it's been done, but like not too many people ape James Bond. You know, like not. It's,
well, it's, yeah, it's and that's like the, you know, he's not a super spy, but he is the merc with the mouth, you know, like there's a lot of there's a lot of guns.
They ape everybody. I mean, they'll do anything. They'll make fun of anybody.
I think about the, you know, the Deadpool character, like breaking the fourth wall as, I think of it this way, and this might just be my personal interpretation. Like, he's so crazy that he's not really breaking the fourth wall or talking to anybody in particular or thinks that he's Ryan Reynolds or any of that. He's just like, his brain is just so messed up that he's, you know, everybody, the other characters just think he's talking to himself. You know what I mean?
Right. They don't really pay attention when he does that. Like, he just, whatever.
No, but he doesn't think that or know that he's Ryan Reynolds and has a rivalry with Hugh Jackman or anything. You know what I mean? Like, he's just like, he's just a crazy person.
Well, I love though, like, because they do that so much. Like, I mean, when he's at the school and he gets blown into the building and the kid is there eating cereal, he signs this cereal box Ryan Reynolds. Like, he doesn't.
But yeah, no,
and that's the kid. Okay, do you want to know something really funny? That kid is on Legion. He plays the young, like when they do flashbacks, that's young David Haller from Legion.
Well, very well. That was very clever then.
Isn't this crazy? Like, how many layers are in this
movie?
Well,
and also, you know, he says something about being an X-Men up there, and the kid is like, trainee.
Yeah, I love that was like a running gag, sort of, and the whole thing.
Well, Negasonic was a trainee in the first one, but now she's a full-fledged.
Right. Now she's full-fledged.
Yeah.
But
ridiculous, like, what do you call it? When you play football, like flag football, like.
Jersey. Yeah, that shirt, like from gym class. Yeah, like whatever.
Gym class, like, you know, colors.
It's just a trainee. Yeah, they did a really. That was fun. But it was funny too, because they do all that stuff. They kill Marina Baccarin at like early in the movie, and I'm like, oh, this is gonna be. How do you just do this? How do you go funny? You know what I mean? Like after this, but they, I mean, obviously they did it. They did a great job.
Yeah,
like, they you know, it was obviously it's gonna be funny anyway. But they didn't minimize it either. They didn't minimize the death by making jokes. Like, about it? I don't know. They just, everything was done really well. I don't know what else to say. I feel bad. Like, I feel like I'm just gushing about this movie.
No, well, they, just like Avi Arad would say,
it's about the characters.
But this one, you really do. You care. It's just like the first one. You do care about like what Wade's motivations are, but this one you do like even more. You know.
Well, the thing was like, I mean, it was just a lot of the first one was like the flashback and how he got there, and then he's like, I'm gonna go kill that guy, Francis, right? What's his name?
Yeah.
And he's like, and then he just does. You know what I mean? It's not like a huge, like,
right,
cat and mouse game or anything like that. Like, he's like, I'm going to go kill that guy. And he finds him and kills him.
And it's, I think, like, they were figuring stuff out, too. And they could have cut the movie in a different way that wasn't a flashback. Or they could have
No problem with that. But like, yeah, the story wasn't the main focus of that movie. It was just like, let's get all these really funny things in here that no one's ever seen before.
Yeah.
And they did it, and it was great. I'm not saying it wasn't great. Obviously, it was a great movie. But this one, I think they were like, we need more story, because you can't just do that same stuff again. Because they've seen it now.
You care about Russell. You care about Cable. You care about Cable's family. You care about Deadpool. You know, like, you care
absolutely.
You care about the fate of the X-Force and Peter's fate. You know, like, you care Sugar about Bear. All that stuff.
I love you. Kept calling him Sugar Bear.
Is Zeitgeist, I could look it up, but is Zeitgeist a real... X-Men.
I don't remember him. He might be in some. He might be.
I like how they're like, so you really got your finger on the pulse of.
Yeah, that's his Zeitgeist.
Like, no, I can spit acid on people. Oh, okay, great.
Like, oh, all right, yeah. You're hired.
Yeah. I guess he is a real Peter Milligan, right. Mike Allred X-Force guy.
All right, I didn't remember that.
Dupe team.
Oh boy.
You love
There's been a lot of X-Forces, haven't there? There's been a lot of different X-Force members.
Second team of X-Force.
Oh, okay.
That one was really well.
Yeah. I mean, Dupe. You like Dupe?
I like Dupe. He's funny. You should put Dupe in this movie. They got an alien.
I'm sure they're going to make many more Deadpools, so... Maybe he'll be in the next one.
But, I mean, this is totally the speculative comic book nerd in the same conversation that every podcast is having. But what happens if the Disney buys this Fox, you know? Like, what happens then? I mean,
They would be so stupid to not just let him do this movie as any way he wants, right? I mean, it's a gold mine. Just looking at it from that perspective.
Here's a theory. You could have Disney could own Fox, and they could still make the X-Men movies the way they've been making them. You know, like,
except better.
Right, but not in the MCU. You know, like,
right,
they could just, you know, still just have
your
X-Men
separate from, right.
Yeah, except, you know, like, the instead of their Ryan Reynolds big paycheck for the, like, $300 or whatever that he got from this movie, like, you know, it would, instead of it saying Fox, it would just say Disney on it. You know, like, you could, they could still carry it.
Right. The Disney executives would be stupid if they changed anything about this franchise. Right. I mean, let's just say that they're not stupid. They are not. I know comic book fans are like, they're not going to let him do this stuff. I don't think that's true at all.
To make new X-Men movies, it would still be like, you could put it into Phase 4 or something of the Marvel stuff and just let these run out until he just doesn't want to Deadpool movies anymore.
They signed Josh Brolin to do 4 pictures. They signed him to a 4 picture deal. He's on picture one.
But what happens?
No, that's just as Cable, not as Thanos.
Right. No, but what happens if, like, the studio gets bought?
I mean,
I know you're not like a Hollywood lawyer, but
no, I'm not. But I mean, like, Disney already owns Fox properties. Like, but it's done. That deal is done.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna keep making. I don't know. I can't predict the future. But I think they're gonna keep making these movies until people stop seeing them. Right. Yeah. I mean, or until Ryan Reynolds just gets too old, you know?
Right. No, it could be, I mean, you know, he's the new, he really, in a way, he's the new Wolverine, you know, like he's the new,
yeah.
He's the new mutant. Fuck. I really wish I hadn't said that.
Yeah. You
really
blew that.
At myself. Really.
No, I guess, he's a completely different animal. They don't need to have him, like, in the next Avengers movie. They don't need to do anything like that. And I don't even know if people really want to see that. Just do it. Have him be his own guy. He can still make his jokes about being in the X-Men or whatever. Now he can make jokes about anything. Well, that's the great thing. He can make jokes about DC. He can make jokes about the Avengers. He can call Cable Thanos. He can do whatever he wants, and that's what's perfect about it. And just let him do that, and just keep it over there. Let him do his thing.
See, that's what I mean about like when like Deadpool calls the Cable character Thanos. I picture Cable just being like, "Who's Thanos?" You know
right.
what I mean?
Like, but you don't worry about that. You don't even acknowledge that it. You know.
Yeah, I'm just. I have to get
let the audience laugh. At that, you know, that's what these movies are all about, just letting the audience laugh. It does, none of it has to really, you know, like mean anything.
Yeah,
and that's why these movies are actually really well done, because you don't have to, you know, because comic book nerds like to analyze and stuff, but yeah,
and that's definitely what we like to do.
But we're not overanalyzing this one, because this is just a fun movie, and I'm just talking about my favorite scenes. Okay, you want to hear what? Before we go, and we've been talking for a while. My favorite joke, maybe, of the movie. I don't even remember when this was. At one point, it's very quick, but he's talking about like jizzing in the soap dispenser or something. Right?
Oh yeah,
and Colossus smells his hands. He's like, wants to smell his hands. It's so ridiculous. Oh, there's so many funny little moments like that. Yeah, so that's my rec. If you like the first one, definitely see this. If you didn't like the first one, I recommend you would see this one. I think people would enjoy this.
Or if you don't think that they could have done a good of a job as the first one, they did. You should see it.
I know. And I didn't believe it when I read it. I read reviews. I'm like, they're like, oh, it's better. And I'm like, nah, that's not, you know.
And it's like, it is very modern, this kind of movie. I mean, let alone just breaking the fourth wall, like whatever. I mean, Ferris Bueller did that, obviously. Like, but like,
right.
It's so of our time living right now, you know, like it's just like a classic. Well, first of all, it's a great comedy. It's a great action movie. It's a great comic book movie. It's all of those things. And it's 2018 and, you know, like the CGI is up to snuff. So you don't have a shitty juggernaut like they had in X3, you know, and you have Deadpool getting to say CGI fight coming up.
Yeah. You know? I mean, they use the word. I mean, they use the C word. They use, you know, I mean, like it is a very. They say whatever they want, you know, like there's no like boundaries at all.
Yeah, nothing else is doing anything remotely close to this, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's why I say, I said it before, but it's like, you know, this is like a new Army of Darkness, you know? This is like...
Yeah, maybe you're right. That's a good comparison.
Like, he's like as charming and as funny and... You know, as Bruce Campbell, you know, is not, and any to this day, thankfully Bruce Campbell's star does not continue to shine. The guy is amazing and so funny.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
But like, yeah, Ryan Reynolds, you know, he fucking fought, man. He fought through the shitty, you know, whatever. Like Sandra Bullock,
shitty Green Lantern.
Green Lantern, shitty Deadpool movie. You know, like I think my favorite. Like early work of Ryan Reynolds as Van Wilder, but that's just me. I think it's hilarious. I love those movies.
A lot of people love
the second one, but the first one is really funny.
I mean, I didn't think he was that. I thought he was just another pretty boy, you know. But he's clearly he's clearly a fan, and he wanted to make this happen. And good for him. He totally did. So, yeah.
Yeah, he saw how you could do it right. And, you know, there's
You know what I mean? He had like this real clear vision of, like, this is what I want, and he did it. So, you know,
and we talked before about how Days of Future Past was so great, and then they just rushed out Apocalypse. And it's just like, dude, yeah. Come on. They didn't rush out Temple 2. They, like, were like, oh, we're going to change the director. Oh, we're going to work on the script. Yeah, I want to do this idea. I want to do this cameo. I want to do this. Like, let's not tell anyone, you know? Like, let's keep everything in wraps.
So. Yeah, so I mean, I don't know what is next. Obviously, I don't know. There were rumors. There were X-Force movie rumors. Is that still? I mean, I guess you have Cable and Deadpool and Domino and I guess Colossus, right? I mean, like, is that your X-Force, or how does this play out? Do you think?
I don't know.
I wonder. I don't know.
Who is on the Remender X-Force team? Deadpool, oh, Archangel, like Wolverine, Psylocke, Phantom X.
Yeah, it was basically, you know what I mean, like X-Men.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
I like how Deadpool is like, you know, like they don't like outrightly like talk about it, but he's like, he's bi or like polyamorous or something.
Well, he definitely like talks about how sexy men are, like a lot or whatever. Yeah. It's all in good fun. I don't think there's any, you know.
Yeah, no, it's like
clearly he's in love with his woman.
Yeah,
because that's what the whole movie's about. Like, you know.
Did you catch that thing?
He's doing all this
when he's leaving heaven and he's like, don't fuck Elvis, and she's like, don't fuck Cyclops.
Yeah, I know. She.
What?
No, clearly she's worried about, yeah. But, I mean, not really worried. I mean, well, that's a great thing. I mean, she's a great character, actually. I was really disappointed, but, I mean, I kind of knew, well, whatever. I mean, and she came back anyway because he went back in time. Fixed it. But, like,
she's got Gotham.
Like, she's funny. Like, she's a really funny character, too. It's not just, she's not just there to, you know, be his maid of, you know, like, whatever, you know, a woman in distress that he has to save all the time. Yeah. Like, she has a good sense of humor, too.
When you're introduced to her, she's a badass from the beginning, you know? So,
yeah.
She's cool. Absolutely. She's a cool chick.
So, I want to talk really quick. I know, like, okay, I mean, Deadpool 2, boom, 2 thumbs up. But I know we didn't read a lot of comics, or I know you said you didn't read a lot of comics, and I didn't read a lot, but you might as well talk about a couple comics, right? Is that
that is fine. Caveat,
okay,
I will only do this if we keep it to a less than 5-minute discussion, a gentleman discussion about also Justice League.
A capper.
You talk about comics. Well, okay. I want to get your thoughts on Justice League, because thank you for watching it. I appreciate just that. It is very great. I'm glad you watched it.
All right.
But go ahead. Talk about comics first.
I just want to talk about this X-Men wedding special, and I don't even know why I want to talk about it.
Did not read, but I listened to iFanboy, and they said they didn't even get married in it.
No, they didn't get married. No, and I knew they wouldn't get married. They've got a wedding issue coming up in the actual comic, the actual main book. This was bad. So, but I only bought it because it's got like a Chris Claremont like story. Oh man, but it's not that good. So it's got three little stories. One of them is like just basically like a Kitty Pryde history, you know, like of her life.
Boring.
It's kind of boring. They do not mention that she was engaged to Star-Lord at all, which I found a little weird, because that was like a 2-year thing that went on, you know,
yeah,
in Marvel Comics.
Never got that.
It was funny for a little while.
You know me, I'm a traditionalist when it comes to
comics. Whatever, I liked that they were trying something different. It was different, you know. I was a little, I don't know. whatever. So, like, I mean, they do some deep dives. Like, they go way back in the history, which is fine. But, like, I don't know. It's just a waste. And then she just decided, like, oh, I love Peter and whatever.
Okay.
It's cool. Stupid. And, like, whatever. And then they have this other story, like, which is sort of like a side story where, like, they're bringing Colossus to the bachelor party, which we actually saw in X-Men Gold.
Oh, boy.
It's just stupid. And he's all like, I do not want to go to a strip club, you know, and it's just stupid, like typical stupid stuff, you know, like just dumb. And they fight some demon. And then the third.
Stick an electrical cord up his ass.
Up his butt.
And dump him into an actual dead.
That was pretty
pool,
amazing.
I guess you would call it a dead pool.
Oh! He climbed out, though, so he wasn't dead.
Right.
Climbed out at the end. That was pretty funny, though. He said, this is how X-Men do it, or whatever, right? But this is lame, just a lame story, like, oh, we're taking you out on your bachelor party. Well, I just want to spend time with Kitty. You know, stupid. And then the third story was, like, Kitty on her bachelorette party, and they go to something called stripperoki, which is like karaoke with strippers, apparently. I don't know. And then she's all like, oh, I don't want to do stripperoki. And then she ends up fighting Kalisto, and they do this, like, don't hurt Peter thing. And she's like, why would I hurt him? And whatever. It was such a waste.
Fuck.
I cannot believe I spent $4.99 on this piece of shit.
Oh, that sucks.
So I'm sorry. I had to talk about that. I had to get that off my chest.
Yeah, well, you had one good Colossus and one bad Colossus.
That's right. Yeah, it wasn't really. It was just a bad. I just had high hopes because I was like, oh, Chris Claremont, you know, X-Men. Okay. He's like Mr. X-Men.
He's the guy.
Yeah. No good. No bueno on X-Men Wedding Special.
No es bueno.
But if you want to read it, my copy will probably be on eBay by tomorrow. Anyway, so let's
fans?
Talk.
That'll be.
Yeah, you hear that? Just check it out. Do a search. Buy Tiny Zero's copy of
well,
X-Men.
You know, the Leak Podcast links to your eBay page.
Oh, that's right. So just go to leakpodcast.com and buy some of my
eBay.
Buy my stuff.
I don't want to go, you know, balls deep into Justice League, but I'm just so psyched that you finally just did me the solid of watching it, because I felt it was just unfair to judge something without seeing it.
All right. I will tell you why.
It was not as bad as you thought, which is,
no.
I would say, a ringing endorsement from a
fidgeter. I didn't say it was good.
A fidgeter and a sire to say it's not as bad as you thought.
It wasn't as bad as I thought, which I thought it was going to be horrible. I mean, I thought this... You know, I thought this movie is going to stink on so many levels.
Well, what did you like? What did you like about it? Was there anything you liked about it?
I liked, you know what? I liked Batman, and I liked Wonder Woman, and I liked their interplay. You know, they had some good back and forth. Batman was actually really, you know, was really well. He was Batman. Like, he was exactly what Batman's supposed to be.
Yeah, he's a good Batman.
I will say it. Ben Affleck is a good Batman. And, you know, Alfred... You know, like, they did that really well. They even had Commissioner Gordon, a couple scenes, J.K. Simmons.
I like how, did you see there was the one scene and he's like, certainly beats, you know, the days of having to battle wind-up penguin bombs.
Right. I thought that was pretty funny. They make jokes about that. They kind of make jokes,
like,
about him being old. You know what I mean? I like that.
And I like, kind of think in my mind, too, it's like, is this the same Batman as Michael Keaton's? Batman?
I mean, they're just saying that Batman's been around. I mean, that's, yeah. And, like, I kind of like that they reference, like, what did Wonder Woman do for, like, 70 years or almost 100 years, I guess, right?
Well,
I mean, like,
she was, like, not, you know.
Like, she was, like, statues. I don't know why she was mourning this guy that long, but whatever. I mean, but now she's out there. She's out
Batman
there.
He had a good point, and, you know, she smacked him for it, but he really did have a good point.
I like that. I have to say, though, Cyborg did nothing for me. he was a waste. He had nothing, just pointless. I didn't like Cyborg that much. I thought Aquaman had some good lines, but overall, Aquaman. I didn't buy his.
Buzz Flash.
Flash had some good lines too. I like Flash. Yeah. Yeah, he was fun.
Cool.
But like, here's my thing on it. Like, you could tell that they were gonna make two movies, and they decided to cram it into one.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, correct. Because it just went so fast.
Yeah.
He's just like, you guys just met, and now you're the best of friends. Like, I don't know. I don't get it.
And even Henry Cavill, like, this is not related to what you said, but he was like, why did they, just last week said, why did they not market this as being a Superman movie? They were, like, hiding the fact that Superman was in it.
I know, like, but everyone knew he was in it. You know what I mean? And we all knew Superman was going to be in it.
It's so silly.
They blew that.
And I don't expect anyone to like it as much.
Like, I don't know.
As I do. You know, like, so, you know, I made you tell me something that you really liked about it. Tell me what you really, really hated about it.
Well, I mean, just the pacing of the story was just so, so bad. Like, I didn't just, I didn't buy any of it. Like, it just, you know what I mean? Every scene just boop, boop, boop. So, like, they all meet. Then they have the fight. Then they decide, oh, we can bring back Superman with his mother box. And they just do it. And then they just like, and then they bring him back and he fights them. And then he's in Smallville. And then like, he's like, no, oh, I'm going to go fly to Russia. Like, it just everything, just pointless. Like, just nothing like flowed. You know what I mean? It's just like, boop, boop, boop.
A blender of ideas. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just so weird. And then
feel like you could tell what was Joss Whedon and what was Zack Snyder.
Yeah. I mean, there were definitely parts that were obviously Joss Whedon, you know, so. So therefore, by default, the rest of it is Zack Snyder. But I don't know. That wasn't even the real. I guess I don't even know what to say. The real problem was, but
there was a lot of little problems.
Kind of. There were some.
The thing that I didn't like. It was kind of a clusterfuck. The thing that I thought was like super clusterfuck, and you know, compare it to fucking even Deadpool here. Like, if Warner Brothers can't pay an extra $5 for a good looking villain, like that guy, like was.
That was some bad CGI.
Incredibly bad.
Yeah.
And so was.
And that weird stuff that came out of the ground when he was.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
Doing whatever he was doing. That looked really. It looked like it was drawn on with crayon. It was so weird.
Yeah, yeah. But like, it was really weird.
Stuff coming out of the ground. And they never explained really what was going on there, right? Like. Did they?
No, maybe just like, did. This stuff is growing because...
Yeah, they were just like, oh, the three mother boxes was bad. And they never really explained why or what it will do. You know, like, what... I don't know.
Yeah.
I know this is supposed to be a gentleman's discussion.
And Doomsday, too, like, looked... it was just like, you guys don't have the money to fucking pull this off? Like, why is it so bad? I did really like the fight on Themyscira. Like, them...
Oh yeah, no, that was good. I like that part. I will say that. That was a really well part. Well done.
Not the flashback to like thousands of years ago and the stupid Green Lantern. I didn't like that. I did like when he actually grabbed the mother box from Themyscira. Then when he grabbed the mother box from Aquaman, I thought that was like pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like you said, like everything happened so quick. It's like, yeah, I'm coming to get the mother box, and then he just steals it. Yeah, that was there. It. It was like,
and
no
then the
fight.
Same thing happened in the third. Well, like they're fighting Superman. They just go, oh, and he got the mother box.
No, and he got it.
What?
Like, you guys,
like, what do you mean? He got it. Like, where were you, idiots? Why weren't you doing anything? You're the worst heroes ever.
Yeah. Like, so you know, I will concede too that there being a lot of stuff for people not to like. I was just so glad that you watched it.
I didn't hate it, but there were so many problems with this movie. But
yeah, correct.
You know what? Whatever. Like I said, they gave it the old college try.
Yeah. I mean,
they tried.
Can you see why I watched it so many times? Like I think there's something
want
about
it to be good. You just really want it.
I just
like
the Batman part, and I liked certain parts a lot, and it wasn't much to like that I had a lot of beef with. It's something I could watch over and over again. I don't have to really think about it because it's just
that's true. Because they didn't think about it, so
yeah,
why should
exactly. That's
I feel like there was more potential if they had just given sort of, I know like they didn't want to do this, but if you go the Marvel route and you give the main characters all their own movie, then do Justice League, you know, it would have been better because you don't have
to. They didn't have the patience.
Yeah. I mean, they did Wonder Woman and they had Man of Steel and then they had Batman v Superman. Just give Batman his own movie.
Batman movie. What the fuck?
And then give Aquaman his own movie even. Like, it could work.
Well, we'll see how Aquaman is. That's coming out this year. That comes out in December.
Oh, God.
My man.
I hope. I mean, maybe it'll be good. Okay, I'll say, I mean, Aquaman was a cool character. I didn't really care about the stuff with him and Atlantis and his woman or whatever. And I know that's probably just build up.
And they're like, we need to have a conversation. So I'm going to make up this thing that never existed before, which is a bubble room that we both are talking in now. This is bubble room. You know, they always have bubble rooms in Aquaman.
I know, like none of this stuff was explained. It was just there. I don't know. Well, but I saw it, and yeah, you're right.
All
you can't
I
make fun of it if you don't see it. And I did want to see it. Like, I did want, I was curious. So,
I'm glad. I don't care how long you took. You got there. And then we don't have to talk about it again.
I can't promise
I won't reference it because I liked it. But we don't have to, you know, this League podcast covered it in this episode. That's where you can hear Matt's opinions. That's where you know that
right.
I loved it.
I'll put the tag. But this is a tag in the, you know.
Yeah, Justice League and Deadpool 2.
Justice League, Deadpool 2.
Very well. Whoa, we went
very
long.
Well.
Woo!
Yeah, holy shit. Well, yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks to you.
My beer is empty, so it's time for us to stop.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But, yeah,
so
check out the
your, you're going to put a bag of cocaine in under your mask.
Yeah, and then just
punch yourself in the
punch face. It. Yeah.
That's you're gonna stay up late editing this podcast.
With a whole bag of coke in my face.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll sound great.
It'll sound about as normal, you know. Yeah. As great as all the other
like,
ones.
Why did he speed it up? He didn't need to speed it up.
Well, they're talking really fast.
Very well, Durson. You know, good
very
pod.
Well,
good
Clay.
Pod.
Good pod, and yeah.
Good movie.
Don't forget, check out League Podcast, blah, blah, news, and
blah, 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 blah.
And yeah, we'll talk to you chumps later.
Later. Right?
Later.
Later, you fuck. Funny. To put mayonnaise on your face.